Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Mashana. How may I help you today?
Hi, how you doing? I was just wondering if it was possible if you could check if Kia is available. She told me I could call and request her to help me with a previous problem.
Okay, one second while I check on that for you.
Sure, I appreciate it.
And can you say that name one more time?
Kia. I believe she said it was K-I-E-A.
Okay, let me see here.
Kia, like the car, just spelled different.
Okay, let me see. Okay, one second while I see if she's available.
Okay. I think she said she's typically there until 2 o'clock.
Okay, did you speak to her today?
No, I talked to her on Friday, but she told me I could call her back if I had any more issues.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, my name is David Thomas.
Did you say that last name was Thomas?
Yes, ma'am. Thomas. Thomas. Just like the Wendy's guy.
Okay. Okay, and was this a further issue on your account or something, or anything?
Yeah, it had to do with some restocks.
Okay. Okay, she's not answering at the moment, but if it's a very important issue that you were inquiring, I can switch you over to our escalations team if you're okay with that.
I don't think it's necessary at the time. It's just, I've had a problem over the past with getting varying levels of information when I call up. Some representatives, they can access this, others can't, and it's just been a whole mess. We had a real long conversation on Friday about this, and, she was able to give me information that I've not been told in probably 6 months of calling Eagle Moss. And she was like, look, I can help you with a lot of stuff. Just ask for me, if it makes you feel more comfortable. Because I feel like it's better to just work with the same person consistently,
Mm-hmm,
that way
absolutely.
I'm not – because, to be honest, in the many times I've had to call Eagle Moss, it feels like I'm calling 5 different companies because
yeah.
of the way the policies seem to change overnight. One employee says this, another says that. I've literally had conversations where I was transferred from one representative to another in the same phone call and been given completely conflicting policies. So I just figured it'd be best to just talk to her. But again, I called Friday because, I was supposed to be charged for my June shipment. I wasn't charged because issue 39 was out of stock. And Kia told me that they had a reship scheduled. For, not a reship, sorry. 39 was due to be back in stock on the 6th. So she scheduled my payment to come out on the 7th. But today came, they didn't take the payment, and apparently 39 is still out of stock. But the representative I talked to earlier said that he had no idea when it's coming back in stock. You know, so you see how I get conflicting information. One says they got an exact date. The other says it's not even possible to come up with that date. So it's like, well, who's telling the truth? Who's mixed up? Who's giving bad information? You know what I mean? I know no one's deliberately lying to me, but it just seems to be a very, very large inconsistency in policy.
Yeah. Let me see here. Can I have your address to see what's going on with your account?
Sure. Yeah, my address is 4057 McDowell Lane, Halethorpe, Maryland, 21227.
And she told you it'll be back in stock on a certain date?
Well, she said when I called Friday, they had a restock date of June 6th, which was yesterday, Sunday. Now, I know that could change, of course, but apparently it didn't come back, and it went from June 6th to now we don't know. So I'm like, well, how did they not know? How did it just been, like, is it pushed so far back now it's going to be months away? Like, you know, how do you guys just not know when it's going to be restocked? It seems kind of weird.
Okay, let me see here. Because, yeah, in general, we don't receive any information on when restocks are scheduled for, but we do receive information once they are back in stock for the most part. Let me see if
you see where the confliction comes in though. I've had multiple representatives say that they get a list of the restock dates, and
but that's I don't know how to explain this, but it's very hard to tell because we don't receive the notice until it's back in stock, so we don't know beforehand when it will be. So I'm not very sure where she got that date from. I'm trying to see here.
You see where my problem is, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's only certain. I've only talked to maybe 3 people out of 20 that were able to give me, like, a specific date on when reships were going to happen. Most people just say, well, no, we don't have access to the information. We don't know. I can't tell you that, this or that. So it gets really confusing when you talk to multiple people.
Yes, I understand. I do apologize for that inconvenience. I'm still trying to get that information here for you. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, the reason I called back was they offered to let me just drop down to 8 issues because right now I'm scheduled to get 31 through 42. The 39 is out of stock. So they offered to just send me 31 through 38. So I'll get 4 now, and then when 39 comes back in the stock, I'll, you know. They also said I could skip 39. Which is a possibility because I looked it up, and 39 is just part of the dashboard. You know, you can put it off to the side and then come back to it. Certain things you can't come back to, and like right now I'm waiting for the rear wheels, and the rear wheels are in the in 31 through 34. So if I had you guys just send me the next 8 if they are in stock, which I was told they were. I could just call back whatever 39's in stock to have that shipped as well, right?
Correct. Let me see here. Stock 6-6 and next billing date provided.
Yeah, right now I'm sent to get 12 issues every 3 weeks. Well, 12 kits. I guess 12 kits, 3 issues.
And did she tell you it will be back in stock on your next billing date on the 6th?
No. She just said that they had a restock date of the 6th.
Okay.
So she moved my payment date to the 7th, but they couldn't take my payment again because it apparently didn't come back in stock. She did tell me you're able to go, you're able to bring your frequency down as low as one to 2 weeks.
Correct, if you want to.
Why don't I just go ahead and do this? Just so I have something coming and I can at least get the suspension of the car done and get all the wheels on. Do you want to just drop me down to 8 issues and send me 31 through 38, and then I'll call back over the next week or so to try to get an update on 39. And if for any reason 39 is going to be out of stock for a while, I can skip it and move on, because I did find out that 39 can come back to it later. Not like a real, real big part. It's like part of the dashboard or something. It could be some time before 39 comes back, and I'd rather just get something heading my way soon anyway.
Okay. So I see she might be available. 1 second. She might respond very soon.
Oh, yeah. If that's the case, cool. That'd be great.